Representative David Kustoff, a Republican representing Tennessee's 8th Congressional District, was the keynote speaker for the open session at the 2021 National Cotton Council Mid-Year Board of Directors meeting in Memphis, Tennessee this week. Representative Kustoff told participants that he continues to advocate for better trade policy and other issues of concern to the U.S. cotton industry. Among actions he noted were his signing onto a letter to the Federal Maritime Commission asking that ocean carriers be held accountable for supply chain and port congestion, and also urging the EPA and Corps of Engineers to keep intact the Clean Water Act changes that were made in the 2020 Navigable Waters Protection Rule under the Trump administration.
I continue to advocate with the Ag Secretary, but I think about the disruptions in the supply chain, and they're becoming far more common, and disruptions at our ports and congestions at the ports. I signed on recently to a letter to the Federal Maritime Commission regarding reports that our cargo ships are being denied entry, shipping U.S. agricultural exports, and instead returning to Asia with empty cartons. What the letter does, it calls on the Federal Maritime Commission to use its authority to take the appropriate enforcement actions needed to hold these foreign carriers accountable. Now, we've got a problem because right now the Biden administration still doesn't have a chief agricultural negotiator in the USTR. And that's limiting the Biden administration's authority to advocate for the ag industry, and it continues to put pressure forward. We're also continuing to advocate, a lot of Republicans in Congress like me, to the EPA to reverse the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, to reverse having that reversed, if you will, that was implemented by President Trump. Just a couple of months ago, I signed on to a letter that was led by Sam Graves. He's, as you know, a ranking member on the Transportation Committee. He in the letter and we in the letter are urging the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to keep the changes to the Clean Water Act intact.